evening.
Good evening.
You were the first.
Oh, I thought I was late. Okay.
Has joined.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We will begin counting the Omer. We start with step one, which is the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud kudsha barichu ishkin pe bikhilu urchimu urchimu udhilu le'achta l'shem yudhe bavavhe. Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Hine anachnu bayim l'kayim mitzvat sefirat ha'omer. La'asot nachat ruach le'otreinu la'asot ratzon boreinu. Vayihino amadunai Elohinu aleinu ma'asai adenu kanenei aleinu ma'asai adenu kanenehu. And now for the various verses from Psalms that we say before the blessing. Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Igmor be Adi Adonai Yohe Wahe, Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo. As de Hale Olam. Maaseya bika el tereh ekra le'elohim elyon la'el gomer alai ya'avor alai ya'arech miposeset v'damai V'yamar l'cha b'damayich, Chaye v'yomar l'cha b'damayich, Chaye. Barki nafshi et Adonai, Yohe wahe adanu yo, Yohe da wanu heyo. Adonai Yohe wahe adanu yo, Yo ahe da wanu heyo. Elohe gedalta meod hod v'chadar levashta. O teor teshama no teshamayim kariya. Now for the blessing. Baruch Ata Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Yud He Wav He Eloheinu Melech Haolam Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzvotav V'tzivanu Al Sefirat HaOmer. Hayom Shiva Aser Yom LaOmer Shehem Shnei Shavuot Today is day 17 of the Omer, which is 2 weeks and 3 days. The inner light. Arachaman hu yachatzir avodat beit hamikdash limkoma bimheira b'yameinu. Amen. Psalm 67. Lam natsea bin ginot mizmor shir. Elohim yechanenu yivivarkenu. Ya'er panav itanu sela. La da'at ba'aretz darkecha. The call goim Yeshua Techa. Amim Yoducha Elohim Yoducha. Yoducha is a word that we did 2 days ago. Did you complete the spiritual work with this word Yoducha that means your graciousness, your thanksgiving, your thankfulness? Have you acknowledged and admitted your need to appreciate the people around you and the actions that you do for them and they do for you? The sharing actions of love and support. Do you appreciate it? Do you remember it? Are you even aware of it? Amin kulam ismehu veraninu le'umim. The letter Kaf is the 17th letter. And the letter Kaf means the palm of your hand. The letter Kaf created the sun. Have you compared your left palm to your right palm? Because the lines in the palm are different between the two palms. Your left hand represents the potential, while the right hand is what hasn't been actually manifested. One can learn many things about oneself through the wisdom of palmistry, but more importantly, how your lines in your palm change tells you many things about yourself. Have you completed your tikkun? Have you even started your tikkun? The sun represents the sharing of energy. How do you share the energy with others? Do you truly share it or just verbalize the concepts? How can you change to achieve the true sharing instead of giving? Share without an agenda. Give, you are giving, expecting something in return. Ishpotamim nishor ulumim ba'aretz tanhem stela. Yoducha mim Elohim, Yoducha mim kulam, yivarkenu. Elohim b'yiru oto kol ha'asei haaretz. Ana b'koach. Ana b'koach. Gedulat shemincha. Berina, Amcha Sadbeinu, Aharenu Nora. Ufrey Shayan, Sintet Nun. Na Gibor Dor. The letter Dalet, which means a door, can be either open or closed. Are you letting the door to be open so that the light can come in? Or are you blocking that light by closing the options, the opportunities that the light represents? What character traits do you need to change about yourself? Dor she'yehudcha kevavat shamrem. Nun gimel dalet yud kaf shin. Arnasa and sustenance. Or Arnasa is sustenance and healing. Barchem tacharem rachame sitkatcha tamid kamlem. Betet reish, tzaditav gimel. Kasim kadosh birotucha na'el adatecha et kufbet tet nunayim. Yachid geya lamcha penei zokre kedushatecha yud gimel amed pei zayim kuf. Shabbatenu kabel, ushma tziyakatenu, yodea ta'alumo, shin kufav, tzadiyuta. In the eighth verse, we say in a whisper, the 17th journey is leaving Rim and Peretz and camping at Livna. The word Livna means bricks, and this is a place where the boundaries were marked with building bricks. Livna can also be translated to build. This is the stage of life when we build a home, going hand in hand with the spreading family pomegranate tree. We will now count the actual Sephirah. Ribbono shel olam, ata tzivitanu al yidei Moshe, avdecha lispor Sephirat haomer, kedei letacharenu, miklipotenu, tumatenu. Kimo shekatavta betorata huspartem, lachem mimacharav ha-shabbat. Miyom haviyachem et omer atenufa sheva shabbatot mimotina. Mimacharad ha-shabbat ha-shevit esifiru chamishim yokedei sheyitacharu. Nafshot amcha Yisrael mezohamatam uvechen yehi ratzon milfanecha Adonai yohewahe adanu yo yoahe dawanu heyo. Eloheinu Elohe avoteinu Shemishchut sefirat haomer, shesafarti hayom, yetukan ma shevagamti besefirah. Tiferet shebetiferet. What is the meaning of the beauty of balance? What is Tiferet shebetiferet? How do we understand this particular sephirah? Which character trait within us is connecting to that sephirah? How do we need to change ourselves to make the most of that sephirah? V'yet ta'er, v'yet kadesh, v'kdusha, shel ma'ala, amen, selah. The 17th day of the Omer is Rosh Chodesh Bet of Iyar. The Tzaddikim who left this day, Rabbi Abba Shaul, Rabbi Yaakov Berav, Rabbi Menachem Mendel of Vitebsk, Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Ashkenazi. He's known as the Chacham Tzvi. Rabbi Akiva Yosef Schlesinger, the Lev HaYivri, the heart of the Hebrew. Rabbi Abraham of Slonim. Rabbi Moshe Shmuel Shapira. Prophet that may be connected to the Sephirah is Hanani. The first time this name is used in a verse is in 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 1. Yehi devar Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohaheda Wanuheyo El Yehoa Ben Hanani Albiaselemor. We've completed the counting for tonight. Does anybody have any questions? We will now count the Omer. I don't mean count the Omer. We will now start the study of the Deep Zohar. We start with Pasuk 397 in section 29. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Baruch Hu Ishkin David Kilu Urchimu Udkilu Udkilu Urchimu Le'ata L'shem Yud Hei Bavave V'yichud Ashelim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vaino Amadunaya Lohino Walena Masaya Dena Kunane Lena Masaya Dena Kunanehu. Amarabi Heski Amehaka Ukadosh Yerushalai Lying Kadosh Hanotar Ba Kadosh Ukadosh Diktiv Kadosh Hashem Tzivaot Uktiv Bekir Bech Kadosh Yerushalayim Kadosh Diktiv Umimakom Kadosh Yehaleku Anotar Ba Kadosh Diktiv Achaya Hanishar Habatzion Vehanutar Beyushalayim Kadosh Vayamar Yaamer Ma Kadosh Harishon Vayam Ashtar Kadosh Kadosh Kayayim. The translation. Rabbi Hizkia said, thus, he is holy, Jerusalem is holy, and he who remains in it is holy. He is holy as it is written, holy is Hashem Tzivaot, and the Holy One in your midst. Jerusalem is holy as it is written, had gone from the holy place. And he that remains in it is holy, as it is written, and it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remains in Jerusalem shall be called holy. So as the first Holy One is established, so are the other two Holy Ones. This pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Questions, comments, thoughts. The question is, how does one get to become holy? What does one have to do to become, to be called holy?
I'd forgotten I'd muted myself.
Okay. I was about to ask if I was still connected.
Oh, gosh. Well, I think it was the last sentence that grabbed me because it said, so are the other two holy ones. Well, skimming back over, even though it was a short paragraph, the reference to one that is holy is Hashem Tzivaot, you know, the Lord of the armies.
Right.
Okay, so also they're saying Jerusalem, Yerushalayim.
Right.
The whole place. And the people that are left in Jerusalem and Zion, are, unless they're referencing two different places there, with Zion being above Yerushalayim. So it's referencing different references for holy, and to me, which is always meaning being separated unto.
Was the first temple holy?
Well, if you talk about the tabernacle, which was probably the most holy.
No, we don't really talk about the tabernacle. We talk about the first temple that Solomon built. Was that a holy place?
Well, I think
was
it
that was. Holy? Was it the temple holy? Typically, we answer yes.
Mm-hmm.
How many more temples will there be? Two more. The second temple was not as holy as the first,
right,
but it was still holy. And the third one has not yet arrived. So is the two holy ones the three temples? Or is it the two Mashiachs? Or what does it refer to? And it can refer to a whole bunch of other things than just what I've mentioned.
Well, maybe this is an introductory paragraph to a few more verses to help us understand better.
Perhaps. We'll find out. But it's definitely trying to explain that when Mashiach comes, Jerusalem is going to be elevated and become holy. Right now, we refer to it as the holy city. But we don't really know what that means. We haven't defined what holiness is. But after the Mashiach, knowledge of Hashem will be universal. So our understanding of the Mashiach will expand as well. Did I go on to the next verse?
Yes, I think so. All kind of things are rushing through my head because this year, Mashiach taking on a much stronger pull toward me personally. Let's go ahead and go on.
Verse 398.
Looks like a long one.
It's relatively long. Amar Rabbi Yitzhak my diktiv od yeshvu zekeinim uzkenot birchovot Yerushalayim v'ish mishanto v'yado meiro yamim mativu tada l'mizal k'den diktiv ish Mishanto Beado Ela Amar Rabbi Yitzhak Atidim Atzadikim Le Atid Lavo Lahayot Meitim Te Elisha Hanavio Diti v'kach v'ishanti v'yadcha v'alech u'kti v'samta mashanati al p'nei ha'na'ar amar lo kudsha b'richu Davar she'atidim le'asod ha'tzadikim le'atid lavo ata rotzeh achshav la'asod ma'ketiv v'yasem ed ha'mishenet al p'nei ha'na'ar ve'en kol ve'en oneh ve'en chashev aval ha'tzadikim le'atid lavo ala b'yadam havtachah zo diktiv ve'ish mishanto V'yado k'dei l'ha'chayot bo'ed ha'meitim ha'me ha'gerim Rabbi Yitzhak asks, what is meant by the verse, once again old men and old women will dwell in the streets of Jerusalem, and every man with his staff in his hand, because of old age? What is the good in phrasing it thus, and every man with his staff? Rabbi Yitzhak replies that the righteous shall revive the dead in the future, as did Elisha the prophet. As it is written, and take my staff in your hand and go your way, and lay my staff upon the face of the child. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to him, what the righteous are to perform in the future, which is to the world that is coming, you wish to accomplish now, and what is written. And he laid the staff upon the face of the child, but there was neither voice nor sound. But the righteous in the future, shall succeed in accomplishing this promise, as it is written, and every man with his staff in his hand will use it to revive the dead, those who have converted from among the nations of the world, as it is written of him. For the child shall die 100 years old, and the sinner being 100 years old shall be deemed cursed. Rabbi Yitzhak said that the end of the passage confirms this, as it is written, because of old age. The pasuk is clear as written with Rabbi Ashlag's comments. Once resurrected, the righteous will be able to heal their bodies of all the diseases and restore themselves into youthfulness. Those unable to do this restoration by the age of 100 will be considered cursed. This is my opinion. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Will a staff a code word for more than just a walking stick?
Well, there's a difference between a walking stick and a staff. Moses had a staff. Other people, it's never called a walking stick.
Well, I thought it was a better choice of word than canes or so.
Agreed. Do people in that you know live to be 100?
No, I don't know anybody that's reached 100. I'm pretty close, in their 90s. I've read about people who have reached 100 and even over 100.
But what is the meaning of the word 100, the word mea? So for riding a horse, 100 is experience. For having a child, 100's a little bit old. All these times are relative. Does anybody else have any questions or comments or thoughts about this verse?
Good.
So are we talking about the righteous that have lived 100 years and then move on to the next world, or are we talking about the righteous will raise the, I think you said the convert, then you said sinner, at the age of 100. I'm a little, so the individuals that live to be 100 and then pass on will be the first to be resurrected by the righteous?
Well, the righteous are going to resurrect themselves.
Okay. And they will take the staff and resurrect other beings?
That's what the prophecies say.
So why the 100? Why was 100 mentioned as age?
Has joined.
Why indeed? 100 is 10 times 10. It's 10 sephirot within 10 sephirot.
Right.
That's the connection of why it's 100.
Okay.
100 is one of the stages that we have to go through.
So what happens to the other beings that are not 100? Do they lay in wait for another?
Well, are they older than 100 or younger than 100?
Younger.
Well, the Pasuk says what? The Pasuk says that those who live to be 100 will be righteous, and those who live to be 100 will be cursed. How can they both be the same? Or how can they both be different?
Well, you mentioned convert, and then you mentioned sinner. So is that the difference?
There is a difference between a convert and a sinner. We learn in the reincarnation classes. A convert is a corrected nefesh. All five levels of nefesh have been corrected.
Mm-hmm.
That's the meaning of convert.
Okay. And the sinner is the one that has not completed that process?
The one who has not completed which process, to be clear?
The correction of the nefesh, of the five worlds.
Well, in his first lifetime, he cannot come back into a second reincarnation with the same nefesh. If he didn't complete the nefesh in the first 5-10 years of life, not of life, but of correction, he doesn't achieve it, then he doesn't reincarnate.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But everybody is going to reincarnate, or almost everybody is going to reincarnate. So that's why the opinion matters.
That's why what? About opinion, you said?
Is it a matter of opinion? Is what the matter of opinion?
Are you asking me a question, or are you just stating a statement?
I'm asking you a question about your question, because I didn't really hear it or understand it.
Okay. I thought you said that, is it a matter of opinion or a matter of opinion?
And the question is, what is the matter of opinion? What are you asking about?
What does that mean, matter of opinion? I know what opinion means, but from a spiritual standpoint, is that a different aspect?
Each person, the verse says, if a person lives to be 100, they're going to become righteous. But if a person doesn't become 100, they won't become righteous. That's what the verse is saying.
Now, is that in this world? Or are we talking about the world that's coming?
Isn't that the question you have to ask yourself? Can I answer it for you? It's your understanding of the pasuk.
Well, I don't think I ever, in any of our classes, heard that we were going to resurrect ourselves. I thought that was part of Mashiach's.
No. Mashiach doesn't come until the resurrection has taken place. That's part of what they teach in the other, you know, the man from Nazareth teachings. That Mashiach will come and resurrect. But that's not what the prophecies say in the Old Testament. Prophecies say there will be the temple and there will be the resurrection of the dead. And then will come the Mashiach. That's very different than what you've understood before.
Yes, it is.
So, how do we resurrect ourselves then? We, through the process.
I'll tell you a story, and you can either accept it as true, or you could say it's fabricated by the Kabbalah Center. And I was I haven't been in the Kabbalah Center. I've been out of it for 3 years. And there was an incident that Rabbi Berg had a stroke. And it was declared that the stroke that he had was in his brainstem. And the brainstem is what controls breathing and heartbeats and so forth. So if you have a stroke in that area of your brain, you die. But you don't die right away, you go through a coma. So Rabbi Berg was taken to the hospital, and he was put on machines. And then but as he was on the machines, his close students would come to him to visit in the hospital, his children, his wife, and his close students. And they watched, and they remember him when he was vibrant. Before his stroke, he would always move his hands around his body when he was saying the Anna Bakoa. He would always move the hands to that area of the body when he would scan, or he didn't scan, but when he would meditate on the Tikkun HaNefesh. And they would watch how his hands would follow the pattern that they always remembered when he was saying the Anna Bakoa 2, 3, 4 times a day. And his hands always moved through this pattern from one part of the body to the next, bringing the light to that part of the body. And they watched in amazement as his arms moved in that pattern. when he awoke from the coma, they described it was that he had resurrected himself. Because he was dead. But he didn't die. Now, you can believe that is true, that it's a truthful story, that that's what people observe. Or you can say, no, there's got to be another explanation. But ultimately, this verse says specifically, the righteous will resurrect. Let me read it.
But where is he?
Where is who? Where is Mashiach?
No, that at birth.
Well, there's some rabbis who say he's already in Israel, and others who say that he's living in the exile. But in every generation, there is a Mashiach just waiting for the generation to merit the Mashiach to come. The fact that the Mashiach has not arrived means that the generation does not yet merit that.
So the righteous that has passed on to Israel.
Let me read the verse. Rabbi Yitzhak replies that the righteous shall revive the dead in the future, as did Elisha the prophet, as it is written, and take my staff in your hand and go your way. The story of Elisha, who is the student of Eliyahu, Elisha, when he travels, there's a widow. Not a widow, there's a matron who provides his room for him to sleep whenever he's in her community. She has her husband build a whole room, and the only thing she wants is a child, so he blesses her with a child. But then after a few years, the child dies. But she puts him on the bed, and then she sends a messenger to Elisha to say, you promised me a child and now he's dead. Come resurrect him. And the story in the prophets, Elisha comes, Elisha sends his student, I forget his name, and he says, go to them with my staff and tell the child to get up. But between now, where you are now with me, and when you get to that house to say that, do not speak one word to anyone. But the student said hello to people on the way. So when he got to the child and said, arise, the child didn't get up. So the matron ran back to Elisha and said, you promised me a child and he's dead. I want you to resurrect him. And he said, I sent my student. And she said, it didn't work. So Elisha comes on his own with his staff. But he doesn't say anything to anybody as he walks to the house. And he says to the child, arise. And the child gets up. He revives the dead. It was a process. He had to lie on the child, head to head, feet to feet. There's other things that are taught in it. It's all in the book of prophets that most people don't read. And if you do read it, you don't understand it unless you study Kabbalah. But all of the prophecies, and there are very prophecies, one prophecy says X, and the other prophecy says Y, and they're completely opposite of each other. So will both happen? or will neither one happen? This is what we will find out. But the prophecies are very clear. There's no dispute. First thing that will arrive is the temple and the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem. And then the resurrection of the dead. 40 years later, it says in the prophets. And then the Mashiach will come 40 years after that.
So it's not all going to happen at the same time.
No, it's a process. Everything is a process. This world is a physical world, and physicality means process. The goal is not Mashiach. The goal is to return to the endless world. But if you ask anybody, what do you want? Oh, I want Mashiach. Let's bring Mashiach now. But that's not the goal. It's just part of the process. We are out of time. We will do this again tomorrow. Shalom Gadol to everyone.
Shalom Gadol.